This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford did bump into each other at Yellowstone, apparently skied together. That seemed to be the end of it. But we have known that the Las Vegas Raiders and the New York Giants have had interest in Matthew Stafford for some time. And considering the fact that his agent, Jimmy Sexton, does in fact have permission to engage with these teams. And actually, the Las Vegas Raiders do make a ton of sense for Matthew Stafford. If, for instance, he wanted to still live in Malibu, it's a 40-minute flight from California to Las Vegas. It's a team where you could drop a quarterback in and conceivably begin the process of winning, which obviously is something they want. And we know that Brady has been aggressive and the Raiders have been aggressive in trying to land a starting quarterback. This makes sense. However, the Rams do hold the cards.
Ian Rappaport, the latest on the Brady pursuit of Matthew Stafford. So, couple things here. Number one, if you haven't noticed, there's an awful lot of reporting on the Tom Brady effect.
Yes.
It hasn't happened yet, but Brady is going to get people to go to Vegas. That's what's going to happen. Tom's going to make that happen. And this might be the first piece of that. Oh, but also, if he ever meets with people, no, they just go skiing. They don't talk about the potential of joining Tom Brady in that team. The combine. The combine and NFL insider season is amazing. What's better, Joe? Reporting word for word what an agent wants you to say about skiing, or reporting a deal is done and then saying the deal was done by so-and-so associates? Like, people need that news.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's just like, you know, I get it.
It's just agents tweeting.
Right. It's relationships.
Yeah.
It's you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Brady, no, I was just skiing. He came over to the house. I didn't host him. He wasn't invited. I mean, like, where will the story go to next, you know?
Yeah. Well, I hope what I'm rooting for the story to go next is that he did do this, hosted Stafford before the Rams gave him permission, and the Rams say, hey, wait a minute, this guy wants a trade, and he tampered. Tampering. Like, but it's an owner of a team that is talking to our quarterback about playing for him while he's under contract with us.
Isn't the most likely scenario that Brady gets away with it because the Rams don't want to do that to Tom Brady? Isn't this the same?
Why wouldn't the Rams want to do it?
Because the same reason that hockey GMs want to be friends with Steve Yzerman. You know, you don't want to take that guy to task for something.
I feel like football, though, is a little less of that, aren't they? Aren't they a little more cutthroat, a little more competitive with the other guys rather than they're all in the same club together?
Maybe. Maybe. It's possible. Anyway, that's one thing that happened at the Combine. The thing I need an explanation on, if somebody could help me on this, I feel like the NFL or the NFL world is intentionally misleading everyone, and I need to know why. So the story today, Mike Garofolo had this, that Hawkeye technology is coming. Hawkeye technology is going to be here to measure the line to gain for first downs. And Joe, the number of times that I've seen the phrase, this is massive, huge change is coming, finally this is happening, this is not a big deal. This is not the thing that people that are reading the headline and then quote tweet, you're not getting the thing you think you're getting. All you're getting is, instead of the guy walking out and holding the chain at the ball, they're going to zap it with a laser and say, as a first down. The spotting of the ball is not changing. The thing that people actually hate is the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's still Josh Allen throws the ball to a guy and he's like, I'll put it right here. This is about where it was. Nothing about that has changed. Why is the entire NFL media kind of complicit in furthering this misperception that it's a massive change.
Yeah, I don't know, because it's not that really at all. In fact, like, I see all of that and think you're not getting what you want, but this is, like, the right thing to do, in my opinion, because what Garofalo even followed up with, but it's not even in his original tweet, it's in, like, the threaded tweet, like, below it. What is the league's, like, slide on their PowerPoint at the Combine say about this change? It doesn't say anything, actually, about it being more accurate, about measuring the spot being more accurate. What's the thing that they're actually, you know, that they're holding up as the reason we're doing this? They're talking about the time that it takes. They're talking about that it's going to be quicker, that it's a 75-second average. The average time to measure with the chains is 75 seconds, and that the virtual measurements in the testing phase has been an average of 30 seconds. So, like, when they're at this league meeting where everybody is there and, like, okay, this is why we're doing it, they're not saying anything about the spot. They're not saying anything about the accuracy of it. They're just basically saying, well, this is going to save a ton of, this is going to save a lot of time. 12 measurements taken on average per game, and you're cutting it in half. So
I support it. I'm not mad about it.
But you're right that.
But it's not the thing that people think it is.
I don't know why. You would think the big league insiders also that are there would be trying to push forward the NFL's what they're shooting for here. Unless, is the NFL? Does the NFL think it's good PR to, like, have everybody misbelieve for a couple of weeks or a couple of months that, hey, they're going to get first downs more accurate now?
Yeah.
Or they're going to spot the ball more accurately?
I don't understand it. Right. Slated to replace the chains as the primary measurement system. That makes you think that they're no longer using them. And, of course, they are. The Hawkeye technology, the line that the Hawkeye measures is set by the chains. It's not that different. So, and then there's the other part of it. Okay, so now you're going to get that faster. That's fine. I don't know that this was ever a problem. If they want to speed it up, that's good. But, Joe, you and I watch the Premier League quite a bit. We've seen VAR. Isn't it incredibly unsatisfying as a viewer when they just put a line on the screen and you wait 30 seconds and it just goes onside? Oh.
Well,
okay.
Yes, they show you the live feed of what they're looking at, right? They show you, like, you see the two players, and you're trying to figure out for yourself, right? Like, if that's going to be offside or if it's going to be onside.
But there's
before they draw the line.
There's no measurement by a person that goes there, and you don't see the tool, the chain. Well, there it is, and it's past the ball. You just wait, and your television screen.
You see their virtual line getting moved around, don't you? And, like, before they spot it right where it's supposed to be.
That's right. I'm just telling you, when it's close, people are going to be mad. And they're going to say it was wrong. That's how this works. Like, you've never heard somebody say that the chain gang measured it wrong. But because of, and this is the thing about angles. Again, if you watch EPL challenges for offside, you'll look at a play and say, that is offside. And sure enough, the computer-generated thing will tell you, based on the angle from where you are, that's actually not a straight line. And you have to trust that as being right because the angles play with your mind. When they used to use the chain gang, you would never complain about it.
Right. The best point to me is that nobody has ever blamed the chain gang for not getting the first down. Everyone has always blamed the official for spotting the ball wrong.
Right. And that's the thing that's not changing.
Right.
And there's no timeline for that to change.
I guess, though, I'm maybe jumping too far on this. I guess my optimism would be that this is a baby step towards that eventually happening, though. That, hey, we're going to get – Hawkeye's going to start being implemented in the league with this on this part of the first down, and – That kind of opens the door to, I don't know what the time period is. Is it 3 years? Is it 10 years? That someday down the road, we're going to use the same exact company, the same exact technology with more innovation to actually spot the ball now also. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Smartwatches, too. They're going to be using smartwatches for
good.
This.
Good. I support, you know, speeding things up, and that all makes a ton of sense. Every time I see this is massive. The other thing that's happening is the Bills are catching strays over it. I don't know if you noticed that. half the comments are, oh, look, they're changing the rules for the Bills again. This would not have helped the Bills. This is not a change. This is not a thing that would have made a difference. This saw a ton of, oh, they'll just keep changing rules until Josh Allen gets a Super Bowl. That's not what this is.
See, that's what I would have liked to see. Like, I think you're probably right that it wouldn't have changed the Bills, but how much margin for error is there on that chain gang? Like, when they run from, how exact is it? When they run from the sidelines, how long is the field? They're running 25 yards to where the ball is. When they run that 25 yards, do they move 8 inches one way or the other?
It's
because
the
Bills missed that first down by like less than a foot, didn't they?
It's very easy. No, they don't miss because you just pick up the chain links that are on a yard line and you run, you put them right on the same yard line. Like that. That's not hard to do.
But right, they're measuring in yards, and the first down can miss by inches, is what I mean.
No, I know, but I'm saying like what you do as the chain gang. Picture a chain spread out over 10 yards.
Yep.
You go to the spot on the 40-yard line and pick up two links of the chain that span the 40 and go place it in the same spot. That's how it's done, I suppose. Anyway, now it's a laser, and it's not the change that you actually do want. That's the key. This is not massive. It's a little more time saving. It's probably for the best. 803-0550, pick of the week. Lots more from the Combine coming up. Some new names in trade rumors and free agent idea of the day. We still owe you that as well. 803-0550 to give us a call here on WGR.